But just want to say a couple more things about this question of is it enough to be a good person? And hopefully Mr. Nice Guy has already helped us out a little bit to consider that a little bit, as well as the other things we've already heard. But it got me thinking about Mr. Nice Guy, because there are some nice guys in the world, aren't there? Yes, I think so. I think there are some nice guys in the world. Do you not just think Tom Hanks is a nice guy? I think there's just something about him. I actually heard somebody say the other day they think someday he's going to be the president of America. I guess we'll find out. But there's just something about him. I love him in his films. I think he's great. Ladies, what about this man? Is he not a nice guy? Is he a good guy? Raised a lot of money for charity, hasn't he? He's been through a lot in his life as well. And yet he seems to be kind of one of those good guys. And of course, there are some lovely ladies as well. Good old Caroline. We'll move on from Caroline. And of course, perhaps the greatest guy, particularly in this area. Yeah, I thought that might have some mixed kind of things there. But we'll all know people in our lives that we think are good, that we think are kind and compassionate, that we think are nice, and that's good. I know a lot of those people are in this room today, and you might regard yourself as one of those kind of descriptions, perhaps, or know people that are, I'm sure. But you probably don't know this guy, okay? And this guy is called John. And John's nickname is Knick-Knack, and that is because his toes are like knick-knacks. You know those crisps? Like Twiglets. So he's been known to us as his friends as Knick-Knack for about 15, 16 years now. And John is the nicest guy I know. There's just something about him. In fact, he works for a charity called Birmingham City Mission. And I would say that he's Birmingham City's Mission's Richie Bell. For those of you who know Richie, you know, just one of those good guys, really nice guys. You know, John is so nice that he seems to be able to impact people who aren't even nice. So there was this occasion that he was in the offices where he works, and three men made their way into the offices, and they took the wallets of the workers, and they took the car keys of the workers that were in that office. And John pleaded with them when they took his car keys. John says how he pleads, please, please don't take my car. I really, really do need my car. And he says that just as this guy was walking out the door, he turned around and said, sorry, mate, I've got to. John even gets mugged by polite muggers. You know, there's something about him that somehow, even if that person isn't particularly nice, he seems to be able to bring the best out of people. And maybe you're like that this morning. Maybe you're somebody that brings the best out of others. Maybe you yourself are someone who you'd describe or others would describe as a good person. But the question that we're looking at this morning, and I think it's a great question. It was a question that was given to us by somebody who just asked somebody a question. They said, if you could ask God one question, what would it be? And that person wasn't a Christian. And they said, well, is it enough to be a good person? And I think it's a brilliant question. Brilliant question. So is it enough? Well, I think the answer is yes. I think the answer is yes, it is good enough to be a good person, perhaps in your grandma's eyes. Now, I don't want to say something too controversial this morning, but I had the best grandma in the world. And there might be one or two that might disagree with that, because maybe you thought your grandma was the best grandma in the world, but there she is. Now, come on. You know, as grandmas go, just looking at her, wouldn't you just like to have met her? She was just the sweetest lady. She's actually on the ferry there in Shropshire. She operated the ferry that went over the River Severn at Hampton Road for about 30 years. And she was known as this lovely, kind lady. She'd hardly say a thing. If she was at our house, she'd just sit and she'd sip her tea and she'd smile and occasionally offer something to the conversation. She was just a lovely, lovely person. And the greatest thing perhaps about Grandma is that she thought I was a good boy. She did. She'd say, you're a good boy, Robin. She'd kind of smack me affectionately. But maybe what was even better about Grandma was that she used to give us £5 pocket money, okay? But here's the confession time. She used to keep her pension book tucked away in the airing cupboard, as grandmas sometimes did. And she'd go, "Rob, go and get your £5." Well, she said that to a 14-year-old who, at that stage of life, didn't think rules kind of applied to him. And I remember on one occasion that I didn't take £5. I took £10. And I look at her now and I think, how on earth could I have done that to my grandma? But the reason I tell you that is because through my grandma's eyes, I was a good person. And she might have said, "That's good enough, because Rob, you're a good boy." And so perhaps, yes, through grandma's eyes, perhaps through your neighbor's eyes, perhaps through your colleague's eyes, it's good enough to be a good person. I mean, let's face it. There's a lot of people out there who just, you don't need to meet them. You just sometimes hear of what they do and you think, "I don't really think I'd want to spend some time with you." And yet there are plenty of people who are lovely to spend time with and perhaps has just thought, "You know what, if I can just be like that, if I can just be a good, nice, kind, compassionate person, then surely that's enough." Well, maybe through grandma's eyes, maybe through a work colleague's eyes, but there's a problem. And the problem is, my grandma thought I was good. But the truth is, I've just told you, she didn't know everything. She didn't know everything about me. And so whilst, yes, I was kind to my grandma, yes, I'd try and help her, yes, I'd try and do whatever I could for her, the truth is I came short of that title. There's no question about it. It wasn't just that time when perhaps I took more than I should have. There were other things in my life too, which grandma, sadly, if she knew, yeah, because she loved me, she might have still called me good, but actually in reality, that wasn't a title that could fully describe my life. Because I came short, because I made mistakes, because I deliberately at times chose to do what was wrong. And the Bible calls this sin. When we do wrong things, when we choose to do our own thing, when we choose not to do what is right. In fact, the Bible says this in the book of Isaiah. "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way." And maybe you didn't steal from your grandma, okay? And maybe from the outside you look like a lovely person, and I'm sure you are. But I don't think there's anybody in this room, certainly not me, that can stand here and say, "I'm clean. I'm good. Nobody's got anything on me. I've never thought anything, said anything, done anything that anyone could hold against me because I'm just good." Well, if that's you, then well done to you, but I certainly can't stand here and say that I am entirely good, no chance. And these choices that the Bible calls sin are the things that mess up this world. It's the thing that messes up your world. Sadly, we'll all know it. When relationships fail, when our peace goes, when we come across trouble, hatred, hurt, these are the things caused by things that we do that are wrong, that the Bible calls sin. And you know, sin, it promises so much. So often these things that we pursue, these things that we choose to do, at the time it promises so much, but actually our lives become narrower and narrower as we become enslaved to these things, that we can't live without that thing. We've got to buy that extra thing. We've got to become this something else because we are buying into living away that God did not design us to live. And so what do we do? What's the result of this situation we're in? Well, it doesn't look good if you read this part of the Bible that says the wages of sin is death. Oh, happy Sunday morning, everybody. I'm sure you're really glad you came this morning. The wages of sin is death. That's heavy stuff. In fact, that's one of the weightiest verses in the Bible. It's not good news. It's very, very bad news. Because I know that for myself, there is stuff in my life that holds me down. There's stuff in my life that means that I am not pure. But you know, the great thing about this is that this is only half the story. And even though I can do good things, And even though I can still choose to be compassionate, even though I can still choose to be kind like you can and many other people in our world can, it's not enough. We come short of God's standard, who created this world so that we would get the best out of it and that we would know him in this place. We come short, but this is only half the story, because that verse finishes by saying this. Yes, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so what God is saying there is that whilst you come short of what I have made you for, whilst you come short of the standards that you were created for, whilst you don't know the peace to the depths that I want you to know it, whilst there is ruin in your life, there's hurt in your life, there are things that drag you down, that I want you to know that which I made you for in the first instance, peace with God. The peace of God, that he wants to be in relationship with you and with me. And that he sent Jesus to show us how to live, to die on a cross, to rise again and take away that sin and give us that strength through the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to live differently. That is the gift that Jesus gives us. So is it enough to be a good person? Well, maybe in grandma's eyes, maybe in our neighbor's eyes, maybe in our colleague's eyes. But God says no. That's not enough, but it's good news, because he says, I will give you what you need, where you lack, I will give what you need that you might know life and life in its fullest sense. But that's your choice, whether you choose to take that gift and accept that gift and live by that gift.